to you. My name is Lena, and we are in the Morning Minutes study of the Gospel of John. Believe it, John 16, 16 through 24. Today we are in episode 56. Not quite the home stretch yet, but we're getting there. Called today's teaching, How Sorrow is Turned to Joy. If you're going through a time of sorrow, I hope this teaching will encourage you today. And if you're longing for joy, I think you'll see some things here that will definitely boost your faith into even more joy in the Lord. So listen to this. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he's talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying a little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. By the way, have you noticed? This is like the third time in a couple of chapters that Jesus says this. Ask, and you will receive. He said it in chapter 14. If you ask me anything, I will do it. And he said it later in 15. If you abide in me, and my words in you, and whatever you wish, ask whatever you wish, it will be done to you. And now 16, he's saying it again. And so, maybe time for us to consider the truth of that. If Jesus has said it three times in three chapters. And I want to talk about how sorrows turn to joy. I've spent a lot of time sorrowful, and I want those seasons to be turned to joy. And it is more than possible. It is the promise of God. If you are a follower of Jesus, point number one, if you're a follower of Jesus, your sorrow will always turn to joy, listen to this, in just a little while. Did you catch that play on words? He kept saying it, John kept writing, a little while, and you're like, ah! The disciples themselves were like, what does he mean by a little while? And isn't that our question to God every single day that we get on our knees and go, man, Lord, I know you said to wait a little while, but what is a little while? And listen, we must learn to see time from God's perspective. We have to learn to see time from God's perspective. We think it takes months and years, and for God, it's nothing. It's a second in his perspective, and he will never delay, and he's always on time, and he won't give it too soon, but he won't go too long, and he knows exactly what you need and when you need it. And we've talked about God's timing in this series and in every season of Morning Minutes. It's because this is a principle in God's ways, and it will always answer you in just a little while. If you are a follower of Jesus, rest assured your sorrow will turn to joy in just a little while. You must learn to see time from God's perspective, but this, you must learn to trust time from God's perspective. You trust God with his timing. This study is about believing God. Believe him when it comes to the timing in your life. The sadness will turn to joy in just a little while. It reminds me, by the way, of Isaiah 61, where he talks about, I'm in Psalms, let me go here to Isaiah 61, and he talks about how he grants to those who mourn to give them in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. This God has promised to turn our sadness into joy, and he'll do it in just a little while. We must learn to stop questioning God when it comes to his timing. Will you commit to that today? Will you do that with me? Will you just say, God, I commit. I will no longer question your time. If you answer the things I want today or in a million years, I'm going to trust you to do what's right. I surrender my time schedule to you. Can you do that today? I think it will provide you great freedom. Here's a second thought. If you are a follower of Jesus, your sorrow will be turned into joy, not just replaced with joy. It will turn into joy. Let me explain that a little bit. In other words, the very cause of your sadness will become your reason for joy. I think this is important. The illustration that Jesus gives here is one of birth. I've never given birth to a baby, but I've watched women give birth. And I knew after watching him that I did not want to be an obstetrician. And it was not for me. Now, if you're a mom and you've given birth, you understand what he's saying. If you're a dad and maybe you've watched your wife give birth, then you understand that as bad as the sorrow is, that very cause of pain becomes the very source of joy. That child, you hold him and the pain is forgotten. Many people, while they're still, you know, 2 weeks out of delivering, they're still breastfeeding, they become pregnant again because they forget how painful the delivery was, and they're so focused on the joy. That's what God is going to do with your sadness. He's going to transform it, the very thing that's causing you sadness. I see that played out in my life, my singleness. I used to think would cause me great sadness. It has become the reason for joy in my life. I get to minister to so many people. I get to do so many things that I wouldn't normally do if it wasn't for this very source of, at one point in my life, pain, but now a place of joy. Your focus, in other words, will shift from one of sadness into one of joy, like in childbirth. Your memory of the pain will become a memory of joy. The annual celebration of birth. You don't celebrate your child's birthday and go, oh my gosh, this day last year was the worst day of my life. You don't celebrate at 10 years and go, dude, man, I know we're celebrating your 10-year birthday today, son, but I just remember that 10 years ago, it was the worst day of my life. You don't do that. You celebrate with joy the birth of that child. Your very sorrow turned into joy. Number three, if you're a follower of Jesus, your joy is ultimately always rooted in Christ. It's always rooted in Christ. It all goes back to Him. He says, you won't remember this pain, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. That promise, I will see you again, is the source of our joy. That we will someday see Jesus face to face is why we can rejoice today. When your eyes see Him, the result is fullness of joy. When your heart seeks Him, the result is fullness of joy. So let me ask you today, what's keeping you from bringing all of your needs and all of your sorrow to the foot of the cross, to the Savior? Will you pray about the things that make you sad today, believing the verse that Jesus gave us here, that whatever you ask in the Father's name, He will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in His name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Will you do that for me today? Hey, isn't it awesome to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? If you believe that, then spend some time with Him today. Share your heart and your sorrows with Him and expect Him to turn them into joy. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.